Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Well, we know that the Arizona Cardinals general manager Steve Keim was arrested July 4th night into July 5th, charged with a DUI. We now also know that he was charged with extreme DUI.
0.19.
0.19 over a 0.15, that's extreme, not good.
0.20 is super extreme DUI, mm-hmm. and that would have been brutal. He was right under that.
Did Steve Keim actually do the right thing by not taking the field sobriety test?
Yeah, what are your rights when you're stopped for a DUI? Joining us now is Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Hello, Monica. Do we have Monica Lindstrom?
All right.
Here we go.
Hung up and tried back.
I don't know if she can hear us.
She probably can't hear us.
All
okay.
right. Let's try and figure that out.
All right.
All right. Lloyd, put her on hold. Let's figure it out. So in light of the Steve Keim arrest, I think a lot of people, there are questions that come into your mind. What are your questions?
Yeah, well, what are you supposed to do?
Well, when you're pulled over, do you have to answer anything
right.
that the officer questions you about?
If you try to lie, is it held against you
right.
later on?
What about refusing the field sobriety test? Let's go back to Monica Lindstrom. Hi, Monica.
Hi, guys.
So let's talk about your rights when stopped for a DUI. First of all, do you need to answer any of the officer's questions?
No, not really. What I tell my clients and what I've told them in the past is you don't need to answer any questions other than giving them your name, because they'll ask your name and your address. And you don't even really have to do that if you just hand them your driver's license, because if you hand them your driver's license, all the information is right there. They want you to talk because they want to see if you have an odor of alcohol on your breath and if you're slurring, right? So you want to keep your talking to a minimum. So the rules that I like to give is kind of think about if you were going to church, right? You're going to be cooperative, nice, calm. You're not going to lie, but you're not going to talk very much. That's what you want to think about.
All right. What are your rights when stopped for a DUI? Monica Lindstrom is joining us, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Steve Keim, didn't he refuse the field sobriety test? Should you refuse it? And if so, why?
He did. And yes, you should refuse all the field sobriety tests because you're not going to pass anyway. They're very subjective. One officer can think that you passed them. Another officer could think that you failed them. And if they're asking you to go through the field sobriety test, like the walk and turn, the one leg stand, the finger to nose, the eye test, they're already thinking you're intoxicated. And that's just going to give them more evidence. Even completely sober, it's unlikely you'll pass them. So
what?
You can refuse
even,
all of those.
Even if you're completely sober, you're not supposed to pass these?
Walk it in a straight
line?
No,
you likely can't pass them.
Even if you're sober?
Yeah, you one leg stand. How many people aren't going to sway a little bit?
Mm.
You know, your finger to your nose. Well, it's actually your fingertip, not the pad of your finger. But 99% of the people out there will touch the pad of their finger to the nose. Well, that's a problem right there.
Gotcha.
The walk and turn. You know, there'll be something wrong with that, or you'll screw up the steps, or you'll stop, or you'll stutter, or something. So there's always something there. So you can refuse all of those, including the handheld breath device, including the eye test where they want you to follow the pen. Refuse all those, but be cooperative and nice and calm. Now, when they want to take you to the station or to a DUI van and they want to draw your blood or have you breathe into the large machine, and when I mean large, I mean it's a big machine. It's not a handheld one, so you'll know the difference. Your choice is, if you don't take the test, they'll get a search warrant anyway and you'll lose your license for a year. So you might as well take that test so you don't lose your license for a year.
Which test, though, the blood or the big machine?
Either one. They won't
okay.
likely give you both. It'll be blood or breath, and more agencies go with blood because it's more accurate.
Gotcha. Okay, we're talking to Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, on what exactly are your rights when you're stopped for DUI. This is kind of nitpicky, but if you don't tell them your name, you just hand them your license, and they say, have you been drinking, and you say no,
and you have,
which is a lie,
okay,
are you obligated to answer any more questions, or can you plead the fifth on how much did you drink or any other questions? Like, if you answer one question, do you have to answer them all?
No, not at all. You can stop talking at any point in time. The best thing to do is if they ask for your name and you want to give them your name, give them your name, give them your license, and say, I'm not going to answer any questions. I want to speak to my attorney. Now, that, of course, will raise a red flag,
right,
but
right.
it's better because you're letting the officer know that you want your attorney. And then if the officer continues to ask you questions about, Where are you coming from? How long have you been driving? Did you eat? Have you drank anything? Then you can say again, I politely refuse to answer your questions, and I would like to speak to my attorney. Because they're not supposed to ask you any more questions after you say that.
All right, Monica Lindstrom, Mack & Gatos Legal Expert. Thanks, Monica.
Bye, guys.
Because the one thing you have to remember, too, is that anything, and they say it can be used against you.
Right.
And if you lie, that's the first thing they're gonna point to if you have to go to court over this.
Like, if you refuse the field sobriety test, aren't you basically saying you're guilty?
If you fail it or you don't take it.
If you don't take it.
Yes, yes.
Because you're probably not gonna beat it anyway.
But that's shocking to me because you would think as a sober person, you could pass it.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Yeah.
I mean, walking in that straight line. When the cops say, can you do the alphabet backwards?
I can't do that normally.
I can't do it written down in front of me.
Exactly.